I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bobby Heenan took to Facebook over the weekend to remind residents about the laws surrounding Philadelphia pools. He encouraged constituents to contact his office to report any illegal pools in Philadelphia. He posted the following of some illegal pools. Some residents quickly chimed in and said, if it's in someone's backyard and looks clean, why bother them? It's for the kids. They have nothing better to do, let's face it. Another said, you can remove a pool, but not open-air drug dealers. Okay, so Philly Mag took a look at this. If you want to use, imagine this in Philadelphia, if you want to use a pool with more than 24 inches of water in it, you need to go to the much-beloved Department of Licenses and Inspections and get a permit. You also need a fence or other barrier surrounding the pool that is at least 48 inches high, 38 inches in certain areas where there's a raised platform surrounding the pool. So you'd need to put a four-foot fence around, they show a picture of a $30 pool from Target that is 30 inches deep, should you choose to fill it with more than 24 inches of water. Just think about this. All right? Now, this is what the nanny state does. This is what they do in places like Philadelphia and others. They throw up their hands on, as these people are right, people complaining about open-air drug deals, you know? I mean, people just setting up shop, something like that. What about the open shooting of people at record numbers? Yeah, we're going to spend our time, though. You take this Target pool. I'm looking at this little pool, clear and all that. You know, it's a wading pool, essentially. If you put 25 inches of water in there, though, this $30 Target pool, even up to the top, it's 30 inches, you have to go through these hoops. And, there have been people in Philadelphia that have used dumpsters as pools. Now, that may be a little bit much. I mean, who's to say? Any pool that measures 12 feet or greater in any direction, and I'm looking at a $62 inflatable pool found on Amazon, cannot go in a front or side yard. They must go in your backyard. And you need at least 2 feet between a pool of this size and any buildings or property lines. Letting your pool drain is also a no-no, and L&I requires that you keep your pool clean, fresh, and free of scum, it says, as they put it right there. I'm looking at it, free of scum. Now, wait a minute. This isn't one of the filthiest cities in the country. I have a theory, by the way, on that. Channel 6 has been doing this campaign, Why is Filthy-delphia so filthy? Now, could it be when you have progressives, we see this all the time at their events, their sense is, well, that's the job of the government to clean up. Why is Philadelphia so filthy? It is pretty remarkable. People come here and they go, wow, you know, this is as there are some cities that are not. All right. So there's a list of Philadelphia's public pools given. They say there's 70 of them. You can use that. Well, not really. We know about gunfire and all that. You can't use some of them. And
Lehigh University on there? I'm sorry, LaSalle University?
LaSalle, yes, it's not on there yet, to your point. And also, then you have the one in Mayfair where they beat up the lifeguard, okay? So what does this tell us about the mentality, though, of Bobby Heenan? He wants people to be reporting on this type of stuff. Well, it tells you that this is the thought process, that people think this is constituent service. This is what goes on in Philadelphia. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you push pound 1210. So when you can't or don't want to take action, for example, here's the classic. you have people that are sadly injecting or using drugs, and what's the city's response? Well, let's set up a supervised injection site. Yet there seems to be less scrutiny of a nutbag idea like that than there is on bothering people about a 30-foot target pool, right? You would think the supervised injection, no way, based upon the regulations, what you would have to do and all that. But let's bother people about the pool. And I love it, a nice touch. In the L&I guide, it says, the pool must be clean, fresh, and free of, in quotes, scum. What's the scum? Well, I mean, you know, what's the scum ratio here of your pool? Now, usually you would hear this is what's called a first world problem, right? You would think the suburbs would be more rife with this stuff, that this is what people do. This seems, Dan, here's another thing you learned too. I am not a fan of the homeowners associations, not at all. People sitting around all day long telling you what color to paint your swings or something.
And condo associations, too?
Got to see their rules. Yeah, probably the same thing. So I'm looking at this pool, a $62 pool that would not pass muster. You wouldn't be able to use this. And the $30 target pool, do they come out? Looks like more than 25 inches of water in there. You're going to need this big contraption surrounding it. Just trying to be safe. What about that gunfire, though? You know, what about these drug dealers shooting each other? Well, you know, just hope they don't fall into your pool. We'd have to come out then. All right, let's go to Tacony, or sometimes called Tacony. Pete is with us. Hello, Pete. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dom. How are you?
Good.
And it is pronounced Tacony.
Yes.
Dom, I'm Pete Smith. I'm running against Bobby Heenan in November.
Okay.
Him and I had a little bit of back and forth online about this whole pool situation. And quite honestly, what happened, there was a pool on a corner house that was very large, and it actually went out and blocked the sidewalk.
Okay, well, if it's that, sure. Well, that's sidewalk blockage, sure.
Exactly. And what happened was myself, several of the neighbors, we all contacted 311. I actually called and worked with the 15th. They told me to do a 911 report on a safety hazard, which I did. Well, then about a week later, you know, Bobby Heenan goes on and he posts on Facebook how he worked with L&I and the realtor, and they took this pool down and encouraged people to report pools. Well, the back and forth that him and I had was, this has been going on for years. Now, there are a lot of pools that are illegal. You're not supposed to have a pool on your front lawn. If you have a pool that's over 24 inches high, it needs to be surrounded by a fence so that people can't get in there.
Well, wait a minute. Do you support that, Pete, that last thing you said?
Which part?
If it's 24 inches high, you got to be putting fences around it?
I actually think that if it's 24 inches or higher, it should be in the backyard and it should be fenced in.
Oh, you got to be kidding me, Pete. Come on now. How can we support a guy? Come on. How are we to be a fence around a pool that's 24 inches?
No. Dom, I'm sorry. What I'm saying is it should be in a fenced-in yard.
Oh, come on, Pete. Why?
Well, Dom, there are people who do jump in it and kids could accidentally jump into it. But where my thought process was is, why are we making a big deal about this all of a sudden when for 8 years it's been nothing but complaints and people complaining?
I hear
about
you. Well, it's because of the election. Well, good luck with that, Pete. Look, I can't endorse where you're going. You heard a guy running against Bobby. No. I mean, a fence around something 24 inches. Am I out of line or what?
No, because think of public fountains.
Right.
There's got to be some deeper than 24 inches that
aren't. Yeah, should they all have big fences around them, et cetera? Yeah. No, I can't support. Look, Keenan, I get it. You know what he's involved in and all. People are going to vote on that, and God knows where they're going to go with it. But this thing with pools, Philly Mag is right. It's ridiculous. Is this a quality of life? How about in the suburbs? Is there any raging thing in the suburbs right now that has people saying whether you should be able to do it or not? I look at it, couple ways. One, if it's a health hazard, meaning, for example, you let grass grow and experts can determine, we'd see a certain level, that is a draw. We know that, okay? You got to cut the grass. On the eyesore stuff, some stuff bothers me. I agree, but one man's home is their castle. Do I think you ought to be able to put a junker on your front lawn in Lower Merion? Maybe not. What do you think, Dan?
No, and there's one that I would suggest. I don't know what the deal is here in Philadelphia, but when I was in Atlantic City, one of the big things was it was a tourist town, and people would have their trash cans on their front porches, their front lawns. So people were pushing for a ban of that and have them move their trash cans either to the side of their house or the back of their house.
You're okay with
trash cans being in the front?
No, I just think, look, I think encouraging people, saying, look, it's a tourist town, we're all in this together. I'm just leery. You see where this goes. Now we're arguing, Pete Smith even says to me, 24-inch pool, you got to put a fence around it. It's a wading pool. It's going to be hundreds of degrees. People are in neighborhoods where, thank God they're not opening up the fire plugs, which are a big deal. They're buying a wading pool and they're doing that. If they put it in front of their house, as long as you can get by, I'm okay with it. To Dan's point, though, yeah, the trash cans, but how far does that go? How much do they tell you if you're in a tourist town, that you can't do?
Yeah, it's true.
I'm not saying you should do it. I agree with you. It does look bad. I'm a minimalist. Any porch, be a minimalist. Let's not have rotting furniture that was there for 20 years, and let's not put the trash cans there. But if you do it, I don't think the government ought to come and tell you where to put the trash cans.
No, because it's just such a big deal now over there that you see it really makes the town look dirty. You come down the main stretches of roads and you see just trash cans overfilled with trash on people's porches, and just gives it, I do think...
Eyesore, yeah.
Yeah, it's a complete eyesore, so...
All right, you're going to be a heck of a homeowner. I think you'll be a good neighbor, though, but you're going to be ratting on people. You're going to remember this here. 25 inches of water if you don't let me in. You got to love it.
Taking a yardstick next door today.
And no scum. And no scum allowed. All right, 855, hit me on the eyesore. We haven't talked about eyes. Look, there are eyesores. I get that. But God love Pete running against Bobby Heenan, but come on now. Measuring the water and doing all this stuff.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Dan tells me, Dom Giordano program, a lot of people calling in, so you may want to counter, are defending the pool police, the scum police, and all this in Philadelphia. My point is simply this. Look, we hear all the time, Larry Krasner's going to charge this. Or we don't know what to do with people shooting up in the streets. They have rights to. You hear this all the time. Yet when it comes to people with a big heat wave coming our way, just trying to have a wading pool, maybe in their backyard, 2 feet of water, and you have people about putting fences around it and all. That's the point, isn't it? That's the nanny state. That's how it starts. That's where it goes. There's always some reason for that. And there's just no consistency with this stuff. But I got people lined up here that are in the camp. Yeah, the guy was right. Got to put a fence around that. A target pool? A wading pool. No, I'd run for office on that. You know what? I'd use that as just my thing that, hey, we're going to go after the real problems. We're not going to bother you if you have a pool in your backyard that's 2 feet of water and you're afraid, well, you know what? This is where minding your own children, this is where being on top of that goes, right? Oh, so now a kid drowns, Dom. You could have prevented it. Putting a big fence around a $30 Target pool that's 24 inches of water? Are you kidding me? 855-839-1210, you get in. Is that nanny state or is that common sense? Let's go to Ben in Abington. Ben, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Dom. Great show as usual.
Thank you, Ben.
I thought the leftists said that building fences and walls was immoral, so why do we have to put them around pools?
There you go. I mean, they're very much about protection. Imagine 24 inches of water. My God.
Well, yeah, but suppose that illegal is really tired and, you know, hot when he crosses. He might have to take a dip in my pool.
Well, this is the sign, Ben. This is the classic sign when you're allowing lawlessness to go on. When you can't stop it, won't stop it, don't even try. What do you do?
I don't know. Dan made a great point about what do you do, put fences around fountains. If that's the case, you might as well put fences up on either side of the Schuylkill, because how many people end up in that thing every year?
Well, that's right. Now, let's try the fountains, though. People do this all the time. There might be more than 24 inches of water. Why are there not giant cyclone fences all around all the fountains in Philadelphia?
Agreed. And to the other thing, in Abington, apparently it's illegal to have fire pits or chimneys unless you got food there to cook. I don't know the reason. But friends of ours,
wait a minute, you called them chimeneas. It's a new word here on the Dom Show. What's a chimenea?
It looks like a giant bowling pin made out of pottery or metal, and you can put wood in it and start a fire or cook on it. But friends of ours were just sitting there enjoying their fire pit. Next thing you know, the cops and fire show up, and luckily they just had a bag of s'mores there, so they didn't get in trouble.
So have a bag of s'mores in Abington in case the police come up. You can then cook them. That's okay.
Yep, somebody dimed them out because they had the fire pit going.
Well, if you had the 2 feet of water there, you could always throw it on it, but then you would need the fence to get through it to get to it.
That's a great idea, Tom.
We have Abington now conquered. What is going on out there? Now you could say, oh, you guys, you like to mock this stuff. But there's legitimate purpose around it. Yeah, I get legitimate health and say, I said the grass. You know, what's the level of the grass before it's a health hazard, okay? What are some of the other things, though, too, where there's just, and I'm staggered, and every time we kind of butt into this, the number of people who want homeowner associations, who want to join that, who love that type of stuff. I don't get it. I mean, knock yourself out if you do, but it's a hot thing. People like this level of control. But in Philadelphia, you're not controlling the big things. You're not controlling aggressive panhandlers, okay? You're not controlling where I go home, and Dan, you don't go that way, but where I do, I go down 7th. Well, I have to have a secret route here. Who knows, might be out there. And when you turn to get on the highway, there's actually a guy standing in the middle, not even on the corner. Like, he's got his own spot, and cars have to kind of go around.
That's so common in the city, Dom.
Yeah, and even kids. I'm not talking homeless guys. I'm talking kids. I remember on City Line Avenue would stand out there in the middle of it, and, like, traffic would have to kind of go around and not hit them, and people think, well, we're not going to do anything about that. Yet, 2 inches of water in your backyard pool, we are going to do this. I mean, it's just complete inconsistency. Philadelphia has lawlessness. How much are we cracking down in Philadelphia on, say, graffiti, things of that nature? Now, that's something that just should be illegal. Nope, we don't see it. We have people instead painting on the side of buildings constantly. We like that. But a wading pool, got to have it in your backyard. Can't put it at your steps there. If you don't have any backyard, I guess you can't have it. 24 inches of water, where's that fence? It's a Target pool that we're talking about here. All right, you get in right now at 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210, and we're coming to you. And do you have one out there in the suburbs? Is there something like Ben's where there's back and forth around this? Yeah, the junker on the lawn. I hear Dan's point about the trash cans, Atlantic City. There are certain areas where it's tourism type of stuff and all. You can encourage. You can have a campaign to beautify. You can do those things. I'm just very, very wary of how far you can go. I had an incident when I started at DB in radio, I remember, where I defended the right of these people in Haddonfield to paint their house a different color than what was going on in the rest of the neighborhood. Okay? And I wouldn't say it was like an orange or whatever, but they didn't like it. There was a big thing about should they be able to do that. This woman calls me so fired up. She calls me the D word on the air for Italians. Oh, yeah, fired up with a hoity-toity accent and all. She'd like to go over and take that house down. You know, there's tension here. There's limitations here. I just find this to be hilarious, though, this thing with the pools. You just can't write it. Bobby Heenan taking to Facebook now. Tell him about illegal pools. If somebody's blocking the sidewalk, that's one thing. And we have this heat wave coming our way.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.